Scott Campbell is Executive Director of the Elton John AIDS Foundation and is here to talk about this fabulous organization and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about the Elton John AIDS Foundation.
Well, the Elton John AIDS Foundation was established in the United States in 1992 by Sir Elton John, and we're based here in New York City, and in 1993, he established the foundation in London as well. There are actually two organizations, but we function as separate entities, but we have our distinct grant-making portfolios, and we work together towards the same mission. And really, that is to reduce the incidence of HIV through prevention programs, work to eliminate the stigma and discrimination associated with HIV, and to fund and support direct treatment, care, and support services for people living with HIV.
How did you become involved?
I have been working in this field for a long, long time. I moved to New York in 1984 from California right after college, and I was involved with many nonprofits working in a variety of fields, culture, health, social services and things from a management and fundraising kind of perspective. But I immediately got pulled into the issue of HIV as a volunteer and as somebody really concerned, because in New York City at that time, certainly in the 80s and well into the 90s, people were visibly ill, and many of the friends that you had were sick and actually died, and many people I knew from very early on at an early age in my early 20s were sick and died of AIDS. And then, you know, that took me from a volunteer to a professional standpoint. I really devoted myself to working in this field, and I worked at AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, for over a decade as the head of fundraising. In that organization, we worked to deal with the issue of AIDS from a biomedical scientific perspective. And in 2005, I got a wonderful call from the Elton John AIDS Foundation if I would consider becoming the next director of the foundation, and I immediately, you know, got involved and said yes, and I've been here ever since, and it's a tremendous and exciting place to be, and Elton is an incredible leader. He is extremely passionate about everything we do, and he's very involved. You know, we're not an endowed foundation. Everything we do, we have to raise money for, and so we are on the front lines raising money, but we're also seeing where that money goes immediately, so it's a dynamic place.
Funders for LGBTQ Issues has named the Elton John AIDS Foundation as the largest funder of LGBTQ programs in the black community. Tell us about that.
That's actually an accomplishment or a distinction that we're really excited about. In fact, they not only named us the largest funder of LGBTQ programs in the black community, but as the largest funder of LGBTQ programs in the southern region of the United States. So I would say that we're really proud of those two accomplishments because I think they go hand in hand. And they're really the result of, I would say, 10 years of deliberate and concerted effort to build a portfolio that addresses the social problems that cause HIV to continue to spread. In fact, the Elton John AIDS Foundation invests over $7.5 million annually from across a range of priorities. And this includes a commitment of over about $1.8 million a year to programs addressing HIV in the gay community as well. And these other areas also include ensuring access to clean needles and compassionate and effective support for people who inject drugs, health and HIV education programs for people who are incarcerated, and support for people with HIV leaving prison to help them manage their treatment while rebuilding their lives. Of course, the health of all black Americans, and, you know, health infrastructures in the Caribbean and such countries as Haiti, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic, where over 70% of the epidemic exists in the Caribbean. And, you know, overall, I mean, HIV affects all corners of the gay community, to be sure, but it really disproportionately affects people who are poor, without health care, people of color, decarcerated, people suffering from addiction, and people who turn to sex work for survival. These are all serious problems fueling the threat of AIDS, and these are all priorities for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Working on these issues is what made us the largest funder in the South and the largest funder of LGBT Black American issues. And honestly, now that we've been recognized as a leader in this area, we will continue to dramatically scale up our support of all these things continuously.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
I think that every person should care about each other, whether that's in our families, our communities, our society, and we have an obligation to think about others, not just ourselves. I mean, I really think that's the basis of all civil and human rights. But I think that it's also interesting to point out that in the U.S., we have a constitution and laws, and these provide certain rights and recognition on issues ranging from marriage and adoption all the way to protection from violence. And recently, with the whole discussion of healthcare reform and just healthcare reform in general, the U.S. has started to define a right to healthcare. The Supreme Court said that people shouldn't be discriminated against because of who they love or because of their gender. So to me, that's sort of my perspective on LGBTQ civil rights, but civil rights in general. So that's the kind of thing I would be committed to both personally and certainly on behalf of the foundation.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
In 2014 and beyond, I think we need to finish up on the progress we already made on several fronts, most notably, you know, marriage and adoption and employment non-discrimination and continued focus on anti-bullying programs for kids. And I think that beyond that, and sort of the next frontier of LGBT rights are looking at economic and social issues. I think that LGBT activists and LGBT funders, we need to turn back toward the issues that face our entire society: poverty and income equality, teen homelessness, racism, and health issues like mental health, substance use, and HIV. And I emphasize, obviously, HIV because it's where I work and where I sit from the Ellen John AIDS Foundation's perspective, but also because it's a huge threat to the LGBT communities, and it's a totally winnable battle. A couple of weeks ago, we were part of several funders who participated in a conference in Philadelphia talking about, actually, an LGBTQ funders conference in Philadelphia, and we had organized a panel to talk about some of these issues and bring personal perspective to the group there. And I think there were some shocking statistics that were put forth, not the least of which is that the rates of HIV among gay men and transgender people are really shockingly high. In fact, just a very recent Emory University study that followed a sample of 260 young black men in Atlanta showed an annual rate of infection of 12%. So that means more than 1 in 10 getting infected every year. And at that rate, a black gay teenager in Atlanta has a 60% chance of getting HIV by age 30. And I want to read that specifically because I think that's an incredibly shocking statistic and one that we need to keep thinking about. And the study linked this issue to a lack of health care and high rates of incarceration and unemployment. And ultimately, this is causing continued unnecessary illness and death and a loss of resources. And when people get sick, they're spending down their resources and they're not contributing to the health and wealth and vitality of their community. And ultimately, I think being sick from HIV is unnecessary. Treatment is relatively simple and it's effective and tolerable and safe for most, so we need to continue our focus in this area.
LGBT teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would say, listen, you're not alone, and I think you should always reach out and talk with others about what you're facing and how you're feeling. And there are certainly good websites and local programs, including the Trevor Project and others like that. So remember that you're not alone and talk to others, to anybody. Don't suffer in silence.
How can people get information about the Elton John AIDS Foundation?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.ejaf.org, or they can follow us on Twitter at ejaf.org, or they can follow us on Facebook, Elton John AIDS Foundation-US. Or they can go onto our website and sign up for emails that they will receive almost weekly that give them all kinds of information and things that we're doing. So I encourage people to do that.
What other projects are you working on?
As I said before, we're a foundation that has to raise all the money to support all these programs and keep all of this moving forward. So we are very streamlined staff. We're only 4 people here in New York, and we raise between $10 and $15 million a year. We're pretty busy doing all of that, but I mean, I think that in addition to all these programs that we talk about, I mean, it's really important for us, and we have a great desire to continue to communicate about all of this. So one of the things that is really important to us is not only talking about what we're doing, but more importantly, talking about the work that we are supporting. We work very hard to have our grantees and all those people that we support up front and available for all kinds of communications. And further to that, Elton himself speaks out often, so does David Furnish, our chairman, in speeches and op-eds to support the work of all of those organizations locally so that whenever we can provide our voice to give them a lift up, not only the money they have to raise in their own community, but to
wish people would ask you?
My favorite question is, how can we support you? We're always hopeful that people will recognize the value and importance of our work and ask us, how can we get more involved, from the smallest gift, which are all incredibly important, to large grants from foundations and corporations.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I do have a favorite quote that I think guides